We have one public hearing this evening, and that is change of zone number 1754, Bay Shore Plaza Associates LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a B1 neighborhood business district to a CR1 commercial residential district to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. A parcel containing 0.52 acres more or less, land lying north of Route 54 Lighthouse Road and being 800 feet east of Road 381 Old Mill Road, with a 911 address of 36437 Lighthouse Road, Selbyville, Delaware, with a tax map ID reference of District 533, Map 12, Parcels 76.03. Excuse me. For the benefit of the record, the applicant did provide survey of the application site, which includes two parcels intended for expansion of the existing C1 General Commercial District surrounding the site. DLDOT did provide comments in the form of a memorandum. They were received on February 28th of 2014. In reference, that a traffic impact study was not recommended. The current level of service E of Lighthouse Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the Conservation District in the form of a memorandum on June 17, 2014. Referencing that the applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that no storm flood hazard areas are affected, that no off-site drainage improvements will be necessary, that it is not likely that on-site drainage improvements will be necessary, and that no tax ditches are affected. And gentlemen, that's all I received to date on this application.
All right, sir, we thank you. And the chair recognizes Mr. Dyer. And if there's anyone here who has an interest in this application and would like to take a closer look at the exhibit, please feel free to do so. You're welcome to walk right up and take a look. We just ask that you have no conversation while you're there, because we're going to proceed with our public hearing. With that, Mr. Dyer, you may have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission. My name is Pret Dyer. I am a member of the applicant. As Mr. Lank had indicated, this is an extension of existing C1 zoned property that was part of a previous application that we secured. If I may, I just have a drawing. It's hand-drawn that just shows the relative commercial zonings, if I may submit that into the record.
Yeah, right.
The property lies in front on Route 54, is located in an environmentally sensitive development district. It's a level 2 in accordance with the state mapping. As DLDOT has indicated in their correspondence, the subject property will not have access from Route 54. It will utilize the existing entrance, which has already been constructed by DLDOT, in fact. And the existing C1 property completely engulfs each of the borders of the subject property, with the exception of that which lies along and fronting Route 54. We believe that there is no detrimental impact on any of the adjoining properties. Obviously, the surrounding property is owned by an entity that Mr. McRae and I own, and we believe that it is consistent with the comprehensive plan for the very same reasons that the commercial property that is surrounding this property was rezoned. Essentially, even though the requirements for C1 have been modified to the CR1, What we're looking to do is to extend the existing C1 permitted uses for this particular property. And as you are aware, the code does, as it's currently zoned, it's B1. There are certain permitted uses that are not included within B1 that do exist. For example, boat sales is just one example, would be consistent with the existing surrounding C1. Therefore, we respectfully request, for those reasons, that the commission would grant favorable recommendations for this change in zone.
All right, sir, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Dyer. I believe I heard you say, so this parcel already has an entrance that has been constructed?
The existing entrance is that which serves the 100 townhouses in the rear and the road that adjoins the surrounding C1 property. So there would be no entrance added for this property. It would utilize this particular entrance that serves existing C1.
Right. Thank you for clearing that up. If you're successful in getting the change of zone to this, would this parcel remain within the meets and bounds as it is now, or do you think you would eliminate the property lines and blend it
in? We would eliminate the property lines and add that to, if it were granted, add that to the existing property.
So you own the property around it that is, what, 5.44 acres of
this
C1?
This property is approximately 2.5 acres.
2.5.
And this is slightly over half. So we would add that as an extension to the existing approximate 2.5 acres of commercial.
And is it your position that this property is just, let's call it a half acre, is a standalone parcel? It would be limited by setbacks if you were to do something within the confines of the B1 zoning?
That is correct.
Were you required to go to plus on this?
No.
And there was no TIS?
Yeah, none requested, no.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Dyer?
Ross?
No questions.
Mr. Johnson?
So from what you've described, we're talking about an infill?
That's exactly correct, yes.
So rather than having one parcel kind of wrapped around by something else, it might make for more effective use of the land?
Precisely, and it would be practically impossible if you had a permitted use for the C1 that was not permitted within the B1 to be able to somehow segregate that. It would be impossible, really.
Okay. No further questions.
Okay, Mr. Burton. Is this map correct that this, so all of this is C1?
He left off part of it. The area around the site's commercial.
Yeah.
The sketch doesn't show it.
The sketch doesn't show
it. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, yeah.
And that little
important one you forgot.
The most important one I didn't draw, yes.
And the dirt lane that's there goes away.
Yes, it does.
And it's curbed or what? There's just no entrance.
Yeah, there'd be no entrance. In fact, DelDOT has done all of that redesign work and completed it on 54. And Mr. McRae and I provided the funding for DelDOT to put the existing entrance in to the point of radius.
That was nice of you. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thank you.
All right, sir. We thank you. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if
anyone has
an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1754, Bayshore Plaza Associates, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1754?
Yes, sir. Come on up.
Anyone on the commission have any questions?
Okay. Then. Somebody snuck in on me.
That being the case, then, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.